So adversity is like misfortune or difficulties. Therefore, here's it in a simple way. Venerable Geshe-la explained this many years ago. I remembered it. I find it so helpful. He said, transforming adversity into the spiritual path means transforming a difficult situation into a peaceful mind and a good intention. Very interesting. Transforming a difficult situation into a peaceful mind and a good intention. So this is revolutionary, because normally without spiritual training, okay, without spiritual training, just the thought of a potential difficult situation often causes us to lose our inner peace. You know, for example, when we are waiting for the results from the biopsy to know whether it's malignant or benign. You know, just the thought of waiting to hear that result, we lose our inner peace. Without spiritual training, often we will lose our inner peace just in that uncertainty. And then if the doctor comes and says, I'm sorry, but you have cancer. And then we're even more upset, you know, sometimes angry, sometimes depressed. So it shows that we live in fear of things going wrong. And then if those fears are realized, we respond badly with anger, discouragement, depression, like that. That this is what it's like without any spiritual training. This is why this practice is so important, because normally this uncertainty and adversity causes us to lose our inner peace and our good heart. But now we're learning a special method to transform those same adversities into the opposite, a peaceful mind and a good intention, which is the actual source of happiness. Wouldn't it be amazing if our so-called misfortunes and difficulties gave rise to peaceful minds and good intentions in us? For example, in this example of maybe waiting for a diagnosis from the doctor, if we transform that difficult situation, almost everyone would agree, or they have it that they would, for them, that's a difficult situation, waiting for such a diagnosis. You know, we're worried about our health, even our life, right? So everyone would think that that's a difficult situation. But now we're learning how to mentally respond to a difficult situation like that. Not with fear and anger or discouragement, but with patience and compassion, like a bodhisattva, with patience and compassion. What that means is we transform that difficulty into a peaceful mind and a good intention. You know, sometimes you meet people, maybe they're sincere spiritual practitioners, or from a Buddhist point of view, they have very good imprints of spiritual practice from previous lives, and They're in what everyone would call a difficult situation, but there's something different, right? They're really at peace with that situation. And instead of their mind being filled with negativity and fear and almost becoming more self-absorbed, they're at peace, and they become like more loving and compassionate. I've seen this myself. I've heard other people, like even like as they're getting close to death, like their main concern is for others. And even though their body is failing them, like you can see in their eyes, there's a peace and a joy in their mind. And boy, I tell you, if you experience that, it is so powerful. It's so not ordinary, you know. So this practice gives us this ability. What would normally always give rise to fear, anger, discouragement, depression, we're learning to change our attitude towards uncertainty and adversity, and to transform that into a peaceful mind and a good intention, such as patience and compassion.